Proclamation number 7831, dated the February 20th, 1961. About the incarnation of light beings. You should always ask me for the pure truth and you'll not live in error. And once again I refer you to the working of my spirit in you so that you will not run the risk of accepting mental concepts as truth which did not originate from me myself. And time and again I also draw your attention to Satan's activity in the last days before the end, who uses every means to fight the truth and who, with cunning and trickery, intends to capture people who are not closely enough in contact with me since they have already allowed themselves to get entangled in misguided teachings and are unwilling to let go of them. I will send the truth to anyone if only he sincerely desires it. When the incarnation of light beings in the last days before the end is mentioned, then this always happens in combination with a spiritual mission, because there is great spiritual hardship on earth and these beings had agreed to help people. And truly, there are many enlightened spiritual beings embedded on earth, which live unrecognized by their fellow human beings and fulfill a mission, to bring people spiritual information or to exemplify a life of love to them, to work for the benefit of their fellow human beings, thus to help them find the right path which leads to me. But as a rule their task consists of working on my behalf in my vineyard, thus to be true representatives of God, teachers who are educated by me myself, who thus speak in place of me, who are my true servants. They themselves offer to carry out this redemption work in the spiritual kingdom and were in fact accepted by me, which necessitated an embodiment in the flesh on this earth. However, they are unaware of their origin. They do not know the task they had voluntarily taken upon themselves but live their life like any other person on earth. Only their free will determines their conduct in life and their work in the vineyard. They don't know of their pre-existence either. And this is how it must be, because absolute free will should be the driving force, irrespective of what kind of spiritual mission such a person carries out. It would truly not be beneficial for you to know a person's previous incarnation, for it would confuse your thinking, because my adversary recognizes people's weaknesses and can easily slip in wherever he detects but a spark of pride. Hence, such embedded beings of light received no knowledge about their origin from me. And yet people claim to have knowledge of it and don't question the source of such knowledge. And my spirit will never have revealed such information to them either. Rather, immature spirits have actively spread misconceptions and portrayed people as embedded beings of light where, in reality, no spiritual mission is recognizable or it would not be founded on lies or misguided assumptions. The beings of light work in seclusion, or their activity comes so openly to the fore that a mission on my instruction is very clearly evident. But they will reject everything which does not correspond to the truth, and they will also recognize and condemn erroneous messages from the spirit realm as lies and deception. For they know the truth and fight for the truth, and not for misguided teachings which come forth from the one who is my adversary. And I can only ever warn you humans about his activity in the last days before the end, for he will do anything in order to invalidate my pure truth, and he will always find approval with those who look for extraordinary things, who are not content with the pure truth they receive from me. But I will always grant you clarification again, providing you seriously desire it. Amen.